Good evening, everyone. I'm broadcasting live, January 20th. So we had a large crowd today for meditation at the university. 13 people, I think, came. Which I guess isn't a large crowd, but it's a sign. Well, they do say that early on in the semester a lot of people show up and then it peters out as the year goes on, but this is more than we had all last semester, even in the beginning, so it's a great thing to see. People interested in meditation. Tomorrow I'll be back at our 5-minute meditation table. So, yeah. Nice to be doing things that are useful. I was looking at the quote today. I can't find it. Find the poly for it, but it's an interesting quote. Friendship with the good. Kalyanamitata nourishes sila. Which is virtue. Restraint of the senses nourishes the holy life. These are things to be remembered for sure. Doing things at the proper time nourishes health. That's a curious one. I suppose eating at the proper time, not staying up all night, carousing, maybe. Not quarreling nourishes friendship. Yes. Yes, we have to spell it out because we're funny creatures as humans. We're blind to the things that we do. We hurt ourselves. People stub their toe on something and then kick it as though that makes it better. Get angry at the table, get angry at the chair. Ever stumbled around in a dark room and then gotten angry at the furniture for being in the wrong place? We do funny things as human beings. Sometimes you have to spell it out. Dude, if you fight with your friends, you're not going to have friends. Listening carefully and asking questions nourishes wisdom. You hear that? Ask questions. If you ask questions, it nourishes wisdom. The Buddha even said, if a person doesn't ask questions, doesn't approach wise people and ask questions of them, they're born stupid in their next life. And right livelihood nourishes rebirth in heaven. Interesting stuff. Who's on the chat? Is anybody here listening? Say hello if you are. What have you guys been talking about? Here's a question. Is it unskillful practice to utilize isochronic tones and binaural sound beats during meditation? Yes, yes it is. Sorry. It is because it's conditioning. You know, You're conditioning the universe by doing that. You're cheating in a sense. You're not in tune with reality, meaning you're conditioning reality to suit your purpose. That by its very nature is a problem. We want to do something that's so simple and non-conditional, non-judgmental. That's why we do something so banal as walking back and forth, but we don't want to condition it as much as possible. Family divide due to extreme selfishness. How does someone go about forgiving and forgetting even after meditation? Well, meditation will help you to forgive. I mean, not forget. You should never really forget. It's not the point, but you should forgive. Meditation helps you, you know, realize that it's pointless to hold a grudge. If we all die in the end, there's really no benefit to holding on to anger and hatred and malice. Oh, here's something. So I got in touch with the people on Second Life, and it sounds like Saturdays, sometime during the day on Saturdays, I will be giving a lecture on Second Life. Who knows what I'll be talking about? Boy, now I have to think of something to talk about. What were we doing on Saturdays? Question and answer. Well, maybe I'll just teach meditation. We can do a group meditation. We'll do a guided meditation or something. There's the beginner thing. But I'll have to start thinking of things to talk about in Second Life. And then I'll probably have to find a way to record it. Oh boy. A lot of work. Now we'll see. Anyway, thanks. Nice to see everyone meditating and joining. He was making use of the website. A long list of meditators today, that's great. Nobody has any pressing questions or concerns. I think I'll just say goodnight. So, goodnight.